This morning, we are going to hear River. I heard him rehearsing it, and I'm sure that that's what the song was. And so it's Will Taylor, and he's got some strings attached to him today. And tell us what's coming up, Will.
Well, we have a number of concerts coming up for a new series I call Strings in the Woods. And
where are the woods?
Well, the exciting idea about it is that we find the gorgeous spaces in Central Texas where we compare nature with acoustic music. And usually it's either entirely acoustic or we might do just one microphone, like a bluegrass method, kind of like classical music. And we find that we pair it with, you know, these gorgeous spots that people have a different experience that they might have in a concert hall, you know, being out with
so
the sun going down.
So they're outdoor concerts.
They're outdoor concerts. But again, like, we try to present it in a way that most of music has been heard for the existence of music. And so it's, I think it's an endangered species, is actually hearing, especially strings, completely acoustic, the sound coming from the instrument, not going through a speaker. And I think when you get people out in nature, their nervous systems calm down and they hear things that they not normally would hear in a different live music situation. So that's the invitation with the Strings in the Woods. Fun magical things happen. Like, we had one on the Greenbelt where we placed the musicians in front of a rock, a giant rock, and I like to call it the Rock Amphitheater on the Greenbelt. And it just naturally projected the sound. We didn't use any amplification. But at one point during a Beethoven a string trio, some birds began duetting with us. And everybody, it was just the most beautiful occurrence. You know, it's like they were actually hearing what we were doing and responding to the, you know, hear
a
this
little bit
Beethoven.
Of serendipity out
absolutely
there in the woods.
So we encourage those things to happen. And we're going to feature Elise Black is our guest for this Sunday.
With a flower in her hair.
And she is our, we have a different guest each show, and it's usually unknown. So it's a surprise who the guests are, but we're breaking our tradition for this particular radio show. So you'll know who the guest is, and Tony Rogers will be on the cello. And we're going to play a couple tunes that we'll be doing this Sunday.
And your bass player.
And bass player is Hans
Bilger.
Hans Bilger.
Okay. So we got this. So let us begin.
All right. Elise, we're going to do River.
Let's do it.
Take it away.
Cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had river. I could skate away. It don't snow here, stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I could skate away. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river I could skate away. Hard to handle, selfish, and I'm sad. Gone, lost, best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh, when he tried hard to help me, put me at ease. Love me so naughty, made me weak in my knees. Wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Cutting down trees, putting up reindeers, singing songs of joy and peace. Wish I had a river I could skate away on.
And that's a piece called River, written by Joni Mitchell. And she is a Canadian. And I never thought about the fact that she sang, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. That's right. The river is frozen. I never thought about that. And it was sung by Elise Black.
Elise Black.
It's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
And the flower in your hair is a gardenia, is it?
Actually, this one's a rose, though usually I do wear a gardenia. It's okay. Like you just knew.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here you are, and you're wonderful with Will Taylor and Strings Attached. Now, Will, you got to tell us, where are we going to go to hear this lovely lady singer?
Yes. We're going to be at the Carson Creek Ranch, which is down near the airport. That's where the Euphoria Festival occurs. And this beautiful amphitheater facing the Colorado River. It's a gorgeous space they have out there. And it's going to be out in the right at sunset. Sun goes down, and then we transition into darkness with some solar lights, and it's really, really nice, good times. And children, families are invited.
And that's this weekend?
That is this Sunday, August 6th.
August 6th.
Yeah, stringsattached.org for RSVPing and tickets and all that kind of good stuff.
So we have Will Taylor playing the fiddle and the violin, as you prefer, and Tony Rogers on the cello, and Hans Spielger on the bass. And so let's hear another song. What would be?
This next one is one of mine. It's on my new record. This is called Wildest Dream. It's about all those places you have to go, all those things you have to do before you realize that love and what you were looking for were a lot closer to home than you thought. So here you go.
I built a castle, then I filled it with you. I sailed the ocean seeking all that was new. But where was my wildest dream? I studied relics while I spoke in tongues. I was much older when I was so young. But where was my wildest dream? Oh, what is my wildest dream? When I've seen your bare heart beating on your knees. nights I've seen. Yes, with all I've seen, my dear one, oh, you are my wildest dream. I took a spaceship up to see all my stars. I wandered mountaintops, I lost all my charts. Away was my wildest dream. Oh, it was my wildest dream. Oh, and I've seen your bare heart beating on your nitty gritty darkest parts. I've seen, yes, with all I've seen, my dear one, you are my wildest dream. Tired can stay over. Fly my wildest dream. Oh, we'll fly my wildest dream. When I've seen your bare heart beating on your nitty gritty darkest parts, I've seen me. Yes, with all I've seen, my dear one, you are. I've seen your bare heart beating on your nitty gritty darkest spots. I see, and yes, with all I've seen, my dear one, I built a castle, then I filled it with you. We sailed the ocean and we found what was true, that you are my wildest dream. Oh, you are my wildest dream.
Elise Black singing in our KUTX Studio 1A with Will Taylor and Strings Attached in preparation for a concert that they're going to be doing together this Sunday, August the 6th at Carson Creek Ranch at about 8:15, right around sunset. And there is also going to be a show on September the 4th at a location to be announced.
Actually, that's at Pioneer Farms.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great. Now we know. Mm-hmm. And the song we just heard is by Elise. She wrote it herself. And it's just a lovely piece.
Thank you.
I think next we're going to head into some sort of an improvisation.
Oh, you heard.
Well, that's what it says right here.
That's right. Okay, we're going to do an improv. And this is something we do at Strings in the Woods. We'll get a random anniversary or birth date. We're going to send this out to Elise's husband, John Blackman, in the key of a B minor. And we'll start off with Hans playing something on these numbers. So basically, for the audience, B will be 1. That sounds like this. And then 7, this is his birth date. And the next will be 1, and then 2, and then 7, and then 4. Okay. So that's his birth date. That's John Blackman's birth date in music.
Which is next week.
Here we go. So Hans is going to make something up. I'm not going to direct him. I'm going to let him do it.
a little improvisation there with Will Taylor and strings attached, and the ensemble you're hearing can be a different ensemble every time you look, because Will's got a lot of musical friends, and these are some of them for this concert, and it's going to feature Hans Spielker on the bass. He started us out there, and Tony Rogers on the cello, and Tony is also a member of the Austin Piazzolla String Quintet. And Will Taylor is on the fiddle and the leader of the band, and he brought along with him this time Elise Black, whose husband that last improvisation was for. Did I say that right? Well, anyway,
it was
okay, great. So we'll look forward to this concert coming up on Sunday at 8:15 in the evening at Carson Creek Ranch, and there's going to be a repeat performance or a different show on the 4th.
It'll be an entirely different show on September 4th, Labor Day, at Pioneer Farms under a gorgeous 570-year-old oak tree. That'll have some surprise mystery guests. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt or mystery hunt element to Strings in the Woods. So yes, September 4th, Pioneer Farms, and this Sunday at Carson Creek Ranch. Thanks for having us in, John.
And thanks for coming, Will. And thanks, Elise. It was lovely to hear you. And thanks for Tony coming. And thanks for all the way from maybe Germany or maybe from New York. Where was it? Okay, grew up in New York. And that was Hans Spielker on the bass. And I'm John Ailey, your host on Eclecticos, and our wonderful engineer for this event was Jake Perlman. And making things sound great for you out there in the audience listening to KUTX 98.9.